I think that there has been talk over the past several months of contacts, formal and informal, between the United States and Cuba, and that what is happening today is the outcome of those talks. So this goes to prove the point that we're making, that dialogue is a primary mechanism for a resolution of differences and conflicts between peoples, between countries. So we can only salute this new move by the two countries.
Who was the mediator in these talks, would you know?
I wouldn't know. I was not privy to this talk. Okay. And I have learned of this major outcome, like you, in the press and through our own contacts. But we were not involved in any way in the negotiations, although the IPU has over the years advocated a dialogue as a means of resolving the dispute between the two countries.
IPU has also talked about this decision will help to alleviate the enormous human costs. Can you give us an example of how this could happen?
Yeah, I think that there are lots of benefits in human terms of this decision taken by the two administrations. And when we look at the simple fact that there are Cuban Americans who have not been to their original fatherland for decades, and that with the establishment or reestablishment of diplomatic ties between the two countries, they will be able to travel to Cuba. I think that's an important advantage of this normalization. And I also look at the economic benefit. The Cuban regime has been under embargo, and we cannot deny the fact that this has caused a lot of hardship on the Cuban people. Now that I believe the embargo is going to be lifted, at least eased, this will bring about some economic benefits that will go down to promoting the welfare of the people. So I can only see advantages in this normalization.
Since Cuba is a member of the IPU, do you think that there's something that could be done at the level of parliamentarians once these restrictions have been lifted?
Well, we have said that the parliaments of the two countries, the National Assembly of Cuba and the American Congress, will be the ones to put in place the legislative framework that will govern this new relations between the two countries. And so we were going to proffer any advice is that the legislative framework that will be put in place should be friendly to the people of the two countries. And I believe that whatever is being done in terms of policy making should have as the primary objective promoting the welfare of the two people. And then there is also at the level of parliamentary oversight. The two governments have taken a decision, and it is up to the parliament now to make sure that the two governments are accountable to the peoples of their countries when it comes to the implementation of this commitment. So I see a role there for the two legislative bodies in these two countries.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to say that I think that the decision that has been taken by the two administrations is a brave one. It is a sensible one, and we can not but encourage and hail it and provide all the support that we can at the level of parliaments to ensure that the new mechanisms that will be put in place will succeed for the benefit of the people of the two countries.